Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. The kidnapping alert has ended. The measure was lifted this morning by the Grenoble prosecutor's office. However, Aya has still not been found. The 10-year-old girl, as we recall, was kidnapped by her father yesterday morning near her school in Fontaine in Isère. In the middle of a divorce, the parents are fighting over custody of the child. According to the prosecution, the elements collected as part of the kidnapping alert are being analyzed by investigators. Also in the news, the hearing of the man who killed a nurse on Monday at the Reims University Hospital is postponed until September 8th. This hearing will be related to another case in 2017 when the individual had then also attacked medical personnel with a knife. It was in the Marne, in the establishment where the suspect was followed for his psychiatric disorders. The man remains in pretrial detention. The funeral of Karine Mézineau, the nurse killed last Monday, will take place next Thursday in Reims. 180 casino stores in France will soon be taken over by Intermarché. According to the newspaper Les Echos, hypermarkets, supermarkets, and a few Franprix should be sold in two stages to the group Mousquetaire. Casino entered a conciliation procedure for its debt, which amounts to more than 6 billion euros. Did Russia transfer nuclear weapons to Belarus? This is what Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko says, an announcement still unconfirmed by Moscow. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, further Russian shelling was intercepted last night in Kiev, the 13th in a row, according to the Ukrainian authorities. And then 30 years ago to the day, the Olympique de Marseille won the only Champions League in French soccer. Animations are organized today for the occasion in the city of Marseille. The mayor, Benoît Payan, also announced in the columns of the newspaper La Provence that a forecourt of the Vélodrome Stadium will be given the name of Bernard Tapie, president and owner of the OM in 1993. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.